Call of February 8th. Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Planning Manager, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B is approval of the regular meeting minutes of January 18th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1 is a public hearing on a unified development text ordinance, text amendment for related religious institutional, and organizational uses in M1 district. Mr. Teagle, you have a meeting hearing notice.
Yes, sir. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 8th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, to hear public comment regarding an application by River Church, Inc. for proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 8661, Religious Organizations, to allow for such use as a special use in the M1 Limited Industrial District. This public hearing is held pursuant to State Statute 6223-7D2 and Division 1590200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance.
We have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Dealey, you want to give us the high points, please?
The applicant is requesting a UDO text amendment to allow churches to be a special use within the M1 zoning district throughout the city. If that was approved, they would come back pretty quickly for a special use application. As you may know, the M1 districts are scattered throughout the city. I show the area that they're particularly interested in on the screen there on Forest Home Avenue. There are other areas scattered throughout the city. The use itself would be, as the public hearing noticed, not allowed. That's why we do the UDO text amendment to allow that use, that SIC code, as a use. The applicant could have chose permitted or special. They chose special. The applicant does note that there was a UDO text amendment about a year ago or so to the M1 zoning district to allow dance studios to be allowed in the M1 district. That was approved by the city, and one of those dance studios is in the building that these guys are looking at as well. So that's the big picture. Like I said, if this is approved, they'd come back for a special use approval. The only other thing I can mention is staff is recommending no, and we listed a couple reasons in the staff report.
Sounds like a strong no. Okay, it's a public hearing. I hereby open a public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak on this matter, please rise and come forward. Give us your name and address and speak your piece. And you only get 5 minutes.
Scott Harms, 8755 West Meadow Lane, the pastor of Root River Church. Just wanted to thank you for taking the time to come out and hear this matter this evening. Just to kind of give you a little bit of a background, we started meeting publicly on September 11th of 2016. We began meeting at Forest Park Middle School. We've been there since that time. We received notice several months ago that with the building of the new facility, that we're no longer going to be permitted to rent that facility. Upon asking if they had any other facilities that we might be able to use, it's looking like due to staffing concerns, public schools aren't going to be an option for us. We've spent some time working with brokers and checking out most of the city for places to rent. We're not prepared at this point to purchase property. We're not prepared at this point financially to build. So as we began to search, this spot came up. Looked like it would be a good fit for us as far as the space is concerned, roughly 12,000 square feet, all on the second floor. It doesn't seem that it's had a tenant for nearly 10 years. and feel it would be a good fit for us. Initially, we've made agreement with the landlord, pending the outcome of our proceedings, to rent the space for a term of 5 years. That would be our initial term. So I just wanted to thank you, let you know where we're coming from on this. It seems, as far as we were able to find, probably the most suitable location for us throughout the city, and we feel like it would be a good fit. It's not going to cause any problem, as far as we can see, with any of the other tenants, primarily because we meet, obviously, on Sundays, and the space is mostly not being used during those hours. So we don't see it being a big interference with any of those people. The property owner, of course, is supportive, and we just want to thank you for taking your time to consider us, and would ask you to make a similar exception as you have made for the dance studios and other people who have had exceptions to this ordinance. So thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else wishing to speak on the matter? Anyone else? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. I'll let you guys first. Questions from the commission? Alderman Dendry.
Well, Pastor Harms, came to us about a year and a half ago, asking to want to go into some retail space off of 76th and Rawson in the O'Malley Strip Center, okay? And we made some changes, and maybe after I get done speaking, our city attorney can just refresh with some of the new people on the changes that we made. I see this area, and I'm listening with, let's say, possible interest because it is a industrial area that is outside of the retail area. Did
you talk to the alderman of the area, and has he been involved in this at all?
I have not. I thought early on they told me the alderman was supportive, but I'm not positive. But it wasn't recent. They might have said that at the beginning, but I'm not positive.
Okay, thanks, Joel. I'm done with my comments for now.
Anyone else? Okay, my 2 cents on this is yes, I agree with staff that this is an M1 district and we need more M1 land. But in as much as this is zoned M1, it's not really an M1 district, especially the neighbors in the building. So I will let them in, Joel, on the email exchange you and I had. I'm thinking that this particular spot, this particular area, I can't say spot because that's illegal. This particular area is perhaps
illegal.
Spot zoning?
Not automatically illegal.
Oh, okay. Good. So this spot is particularly of interest because it's primarily not manufacturing. Around it is, but not where we have it here. So my bottom line is I support this. What else? Commissioner Morrow.
We may need more manufacturing, but if this has indeed been empty for 10 years, perhaps this isn't the best place for manufacturing.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. Good job. What else? Commissioner Hogan, and the city attorney.
My question is, they stated that they would, if I'm correct, 5 years for a, and how, is there a capacity in this place, a limit for people?
That would be a fire department thing.
I don't know.
Joel, any idea?
No idea what the capacity would be yet, but the fire department.
So, if you, I don't know, do you think that your congregation would grow in 5 years to, I mean, it's grown since we've been here before, correct? I mean, I got quite.
Yeah, come on up.
If our congregation doesn't grow within the next 5 years, I'm going to resign and we won't have to deal with this anymore. But yes, to answer your question, absolutely, it will. And our provision for that would be if we get to the place where we exceed capacity, we would split up into multiple services. It would be something that we could do several different services on Sunday morning, possibly even a Saturday night, to alleviate any of the overcrowding. So I don't see that being a major issue because we are flexible enough to be able to meet at multiple different times throughout Sunday and Saturday evenings.
So with your growth, are you anticipating in the future to try to find an area here in Franklin to build?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We want to be very careful to not allow ourselves to get ahead of our finance, though. We don't want to be burdened by being overzealous. We want to wait until what I want to avoid is financing anything. So I want to wait until we have the money to pay for it, and at that point, absolutely. Franklin is our home. That's where we want to be. We have no intention of moving away from Franklin.
So would we have to have the fire department give us some type of a capacity limit that would be allowed, in, or don't we have to do that?
Let's let Mr. Tietel do that.
I believe they do annual inspections, and so they always check the use and then check to make sure it's compliant with codes. So I suspect that's when they would do it. I think they even try to talk to the tenant or the owner at the time they do their inspections.
So we wouldn't really know what that capacity is until that is approved and
built out, and then it would be inspected by the fire department. And they try to do that once a year.
Commissioner Morrow.
I would suspect that you're looking to do some remodeling for this facility. So based on how it's remodeled would heavily depend on the capacity that would be allowed. So they could remodel it so it's allow more capacity or less capacity, and they won't know that until it's done, correct?
The good news for us is that the space, I don't know if you've seen any images of the inside of the space. So just picture 12,000 square feet in a rectangular space. On each end, there are classrooms, maybe three or four classrooms on each end of the space. The only remodeling that we're planning to do is actually a little bit of demolition where we're going to actually knock out a wall to make one classroom bigger on each end of the space. So anything that we would do would just be removing a couple of walls to make the classrooms a little bigger. There's no other construction that's going to be required. And so it would just be a large open space then that we would divide off basically by pipe and hangar, just curtains.
12,000 square feet is a lot of room.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of space. This room is for, I wanted to say 75 in here.
95.
It's knew it had a 5.
Maybe 92.
So
not the wall.
I give you an idea, Commissioner. It's a lot of room.
Yeah.
Commissioner Burkhardt.
It is 95.
I think the only thing that I would add is sort of what Engineer Morrow was getting at, that the second story of this building and above a dance company, as I understand it. I don't know the second story, how useful that is for industrial space anyhow. I'm not sure the exact facilities in the building. I would say it's more or less dead space as far as industry is concerned, and it seems to be for a 10-year period.
You're the only one, Commissioner Haley.
Okay. I'm inclined to agree with staff and their recommendations on this. I understand the situation that you're in, but in the greater interests of the city in the long term, I mean, if somebody shows up and wants that space in the next 5 years, it's not on the market. This is, again, has nothing to do with your use. I'm concerned about Unified Development Ordinance and whether these are appropriate uses. So.
Mr. City Attorney.
Just had a thought. And I'm not immediately recalling having seen anything akin to this before, but what about a text amendment allowing for a special use on certain land areas only where there is an existing multi-tenant building with vacant space to accommodate the use? So in other words, it's in effect a three-dimensional zoning district.
If we did that before, I would be more comfortable to do it for a church for the first time, because we're LUPA, I don't know. Because of that federal law and stuff, it's a little bit different here. If we did that before, I'd feel more comfortable if we did it frequently. I mean, that is a possibility for treating zoning. You're almost starting to delve into the ideas that create form-based zoning. But we haven't gone there yet.
Akin to the city of Fitchburg.
For the commission's benefit, we're working on a deal now in what we know as, sorry, Adam, Area G. It's coming about that will fix the...
Staff would have less concerns if that happened.
Pretty darn exciting for a city, too. But I'm going to try this in the positive. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance text to Table 15-30603, the SIC classification Title 8661, Religious Organizations, to allow for such use as a special use in the M1 Limited Industrial District?
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Let's do a roll call just to verify.
Commissioner Hogan?
No.
Commissioner Burkhardt?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
No.
City Engineer Morrill?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
I'm not for.
The rules of the commission require four affirmative votes. The votes currently being 3 aye, 2 no. Mayor votes aye. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on motion? No, never. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.